Hello. Hi. How are you today?
Good. We would like to request a marriage license.
Okay. Susie Bleek and Tiffany Rose know very well that their marriage application will be rejected. But the couple, who are raising six children together, still find themselves tearing up as the worker at the Salt Lake County Clerk's Office explains that she can't accept the application and gently offers them a copy of the statute prohibiting same-sex couples from marrying in Utah.
I am sorry. You're going to make me happy.
Bleek says it stings that she and Rose cannot be recognized under the law.
It's just about love and commitment, and to be turned down for that and to not have the rights that everyone has, it's very disheartening, but at the same time, I have a lot of hope for the movement that's happening today.
There are many tears as about a dozen more couples go through the same exercise. As they leave the office, they're greeted with hugs by family, clergy members, and community advocates. This is the first year that Utah is taking part in Marriage Equality USA's Day of Action. The organization's executive director, Brian Silva, traveled from New York to be in Utah for this day.
There are hundreds and thousands of Utahns that support the freedom to marry for same-sex couples. Sometimes we don't get to hear from them as often, but I think that there's lots of places for work to be done, and Utah is one of them. But I think from the event today, we've shown it's maybe not as much work as we thought, that our friends, family, neighbors, our fellow congregants really do support us, even if we don't often get a chance to verbalize that.
Meanwhile, there are also several groups in Utah which have filed amicus briefs to the U.S. Supreme Court in defense of traditional marriage, including the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and the Utah Attorney General. In March, the court will hear arguments in a case challenging the Defense of Marriage Act. As for Bleek and Rose, they're hopeful they will return someday and have their marriage application accepted.
Yes. We'll be back.
Andrea Smartin, KUER News.